done. Kanye is done. I'm done. This rap scene is done. Fucking video games are done. Fucking your fist is done. Staying up all night to get nothing done is done. What's up? I'm back. Xlert Podcast. Apparently the last video was in April. The last podcast was in April. I was too busy doing videos on YouTube, youtube.com/Xlert. I had a mental breakdown yesterday. Don't feel for me anything. Oh no, I feel so bad. Oh no, you should go get that checked out. Go talk to a therapist. Ruining it. I mean, it wasn't none crazy like that, and it's not going to continue happening. This is the second time I have experienced some shit like this. All right. So let me tell you why it happened, because I know why. I was watching a documentary called Meet Me in the Bathroom. It was on Mubi, and it was a documentary about post-punk, the post-punk indie rock scene in New York from the years 1999 to like 2005. It included the Strokes, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, LCD Sound System, the Liars, Rapture, and a few other bands that aren't really important to me right now that I didn't even listen to yet, but they're saved in my phone. I love watching documentaries like that with music and shit, because every time I hear a band, I just put it in my phone. I just Shazam whatever I hear in the fucking movie. It's cool as hell. So I'm watching this shit, and I look at the lives these people have, and I'm seeing the scenes that are going on. I'm seeing how people meet. Karen O, the front woman for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, met her boyfriend Jimmy or Ginny just randomly at a bar. They had this fucking iconic picture of them like putting two cigarette butts together, like to like light them both up at the same time. They went to her New York apartment and then made 7 songs in one night, and then she got her best friend to be the drummer. And then boom, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs are born. There's so much footage. I don't understand how there's so much goddamn footage from fucking 2001. There's so much footage of her at a concert, her doing her thing on the stage, niggas going crazy. Also to the Strokes. So much footage of them at concerts, little underground shit, and niggas, you know, jumping over the crowd, doing the wave thing, getting on stage and hugging fucking Julian Casablancas, then jumping off. Why? You ever look at somebody? You ever look at an outfit? Like, just a guy with a crazy-ass outfit. Let's say Ass Piece or Kentucky Boy Tyler. You ever look at them and be like, damn, I want to wear something crazy, too. I just want to wear something wild. You ever hear, like, Yeezus or Def Grips or JPEG and go like, yeah, I just want to scream on a tight beat right now. I just want to yell on a song right now. I just want to let something out. That's how I felt when I heard that first song, Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System. That's how I felt when I heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs EP and it went on, what was it called, Art Star? Ah, stop! Like, I, when I heard, or when I watched, when I seen, when I looked at the Strokes, all just chilling in a bar, two niggas kissing each other randomly, just as a joke, haha! Like, it's insane, because they always talked about Julian Casablancas fucking bitches. They always talked about him being that nigga. I just woke up. They always talk about him being that nigga. So for him to just kiss a dude randomly on a camera, it's just crazy. For them, the Strokes, to be a bunch of niggas in suits making indie rock is I thought about the 1975. Those niggas came out 10 years after. I'm sick. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking awesome. And I want it. I yearn for it. I have always yearned for a fucking life like that. I always yearn for it. You're not gonna see it on my Instagram. You're not gonna see the posts. But in high school, I had a mood board that was all like that. Just that teenage rebellion, sneaking out windows, breaking bottles, throwing niggas and fucking shopping carts and running around with them. Like, that's all it was. That was my mood board. Before I started videos, not before, but like November, September 2021, late 2021, the post I would post on Instagram was me going out on concerts with friends. I had a little run. And I'll always say some shit like, man, I wish I can be like this person. I wish I can do cool things like this person. There's this girl I was following on Instagram who was like that, but she was in high school, so I had to stop following. But I was just like, damn, I wish I could just be like you. Crazy. So that's not when the mental breakdown hit. The mental breakdown hit is when I was listening to the yes. And I was scrolling on Pinterest, looking at like aesthetic post-punk, aesthetic indie rock 2000s, aesthetic Y2K. And I was just scrolling, looking at these people having so much fun in parties, shitty New York hotels, shitty New York apartments, just having their time of their lives, bro. Just niggas in clubs on ecstasy, having the time of their lives, fucking boiler rooms, having the time of their lives. And I got sad. I got sad. All that shit, it just hit me. Hit me in a sense where I was even fantasizing about like breaking shit. Well, not fantasizing. Because shortly after I turned all the way up the first song off of the Yes 2003 album. I think it's called Fever to Tell. And I broke my TV. Earlier, I broke my controller. It felt good. It felt good. I don't know. It just felt good. A little later, I made a song. You'll never find it in your life is uploaded, but you'll never find it. I think I'm gonna keep making more songs like that. I really like what I fucking did there. And I think I'm gonna keep breaking shit. I really like what I did there. I don't have a TV. It's fucking gone! And I like that. I like that. I fucking love that. I woke up at 11. I still didn't eat yet. It's 11:40 right now. I got on my computer. I didn't check out shit. I didn't check out anything. That's a lie. That's a lie. The last thing I was looking at before I hopped on this podcast was Kanye on Alex Jones's show. And they was going to commercial break. And the last, like, they were talking about, like, this nigga, Alex Jones, here's the exact words, bro. He's like, hold that thought. Something, something, something. Arnold Schwarzenegger said that Hitler was cool. He liked Hitler, and they gave him a Nobel Prize. So we'll be right back after this break. And then Kanye says, I like Hitler. And then it goes to commercial. So that's why I said Kanye's done at the beginning. Because what the fuck? This is why we don't look up to people. This is why we don't look up to any of these people. Kill your idols, bro. They're cool. Take what you can from them. But I'm done. And I'm an avid Kanye dick sucker, but I can't pay attention to that nigga anymore. I can't look at that nigga and follow everything he does. I just gotta sit there and be like, this music is great. I like this music. What he did here, 808s is really good. I really love how he stripped everything down for 80, I mean for Say You Will. Life of Pablo, I really love the contrast of the sexy Hollywood life and the God shit. Yeah, say you like those things, take what you can from it, and then leave. I can't take anything from what Kanye is doing now. I can take everything from Kurt Cobain because he's fucking dead. I can take everything from X or Juice because they're fucking dead. Kanye survived. And it feels like I should say unfortunately here, but I'm not going to. To review. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go on my YouTube, I'm gonna go on my Instagram, I'm gonna go on my Twitter and just see what the fuck I done this year. It can't be much because I haven't done much this year. I've done much on videos. I did good on videos. I'm not gonna sit there and act like I'm not shit. I worked my ass off on videos, and I'm proud of that. So yeah, we're gonna look through it. Let's fucking look through it. I have my Spotify rap, but nobody cares about that shit. So this year, I am proud to announce that I have one, two, three, four, just four videos to hit over 1,000 views. Clap it up, you know what I'm saying? Clap it up. That's very exciting and it's very good because, like, I came a long way, nigga. Well, technically five if you count the EDP one, but that doesn't count, so four. But I really came a long way. I'm looking at the videos from like January. Nigga, I uploaded a video on January 1st called Nardo Wick is a Bad Influence. I don't think that's what the title was at first, but this thumbnail fucking sucks. This thumbnail is ass. I don't remember what I said in the video. I don't want to remember what I said in the video. I had that little old intro. Let me see. I had a blue snowball. And even I'm bored. I'm just skimming through this shit. I'm bored watching this video. That's hilarious. I don't know why I made this shit, but if I hadn't have made this shit, then Amaraz wouldn't have commented under my this video. And said, you got potential. That's what kept me going, bro. This year, Amaraz content, I mean, fucking comments under my video and I became friends with that nigga. This year, I stopped making those goddamn beats. I made the Ukraine video, which like was the biggest video at that time. Made that shit in March. I really did my thing with that one. I made my Money is Everything video. That's the video that my brother saw. And I hope it's the last one he ever sees. Because I don't know, I've grown so much and I don't want him to see no more extra shit. I made my little incel arc, those three videos about incels. The biggest one ended up being why incels will be mainstream in 2023. But the one that came after the incels converted me. That one grew the fastest. These all dropped in May 24th, May 25th, and May 20th. That's crazy. I made this video on one day. I was really grinding, bro. Like, look at this. Just look at how these videos came out. Oh my God. Like March 15th, March 16th, March 20th, March 20th, March 27th, March 28th, March 29th. Three videos in 3 days. One was a fucking podcast, bro. I made a 1 hour podcast in 1 day. And then another video, March 31st, April 3rd, April 4th, April 5th, April 8th, April 25th. Oh, so on April 8th, I made a video about me leaving. And then I came back with the episodes April 25th, April 25th, April 26th, April 29th, May 1st, May 1st again, May 2nd, May 6th, May 9th, May 11th, May 14th, May 17th, May 20th, May 24th, May 25th. Bro, I'm pissed off at myself. I'm so pissed off at myself. I hate myself for this. Because now look at my videos, bro. Let me go through the last page. May 30th. Due for oh, whoa. This doesn't count. Okay, let's like start when I like left. I made a video call. I'm taking a break August 4th. Then I came back August 24th with a 20-minute video. Then September 5th. Like, damn. I'm already in September, bro. September 6th, September 10th, that's good. September 16th, a whole ass week. September 17th, it was a little short ass 20-second video. And then September 23rd. September 26th, that's good. That was locked in. October 1st, okay, a little 5 days. October 12th, fucking 10 days. And then November 5th, a whole ass month. And then November 23rd was my last video. Why? Why was I grinding? And now I'm not doing fucking shit. I don't know. Look, that's not the main point of the review. Bro, the review. This review of 2022 is supposed to be about how I felt, what was memorable in my life this year, and will I continue to do it? What do I have planned for next year? So let me lay back. I know you hear this loud ass chair. I did nothing this year. Yeah, I made a lot of videos. Songs, some songs, some podcasts. But I've largely done nothing this year. We can look through pictures for a second, but my phone is on 5%. I don't need to because I know that I didn't do jack shit this year and I hate myself for it. And I will continue to hate myself for it until I change. And I say this every year and I don't change. So I hate myself even more. I told myself when I was 16 that I was gonna kill myself by 21, bro. Because that's when my fucking idol ex died. That was the plan. That was the fucking plan. So, right now it still stands, bro. I'm sorry, it still fucking stands. I didn't do anything this year. I barely even watch TV, which is crazy because it's like, man, if you ain't watched TV, you must have really been working for real. No, I haven't been working. I haven't been doing shit. I haven't done a fucking single thing this year, and I hate it every minute. I fucking hate it. I didn't do anything. I hate it. I want to live the life that I saw in the documentary Meet Me in the Bathroom. I want to live that life. I can live that life. There are niggas way younger than me in clubs doing their thing, living that life. But for some reason, they're out there doing it and I'm not. For some reason, I am still deciding whether I want to waste all my money on Columbia and have a chance of doing something cool or going back to community college and being miserable, but finishing and being smart. I'm still figuring that shit out. I don't know what to fucking do. And it's overwhelming and it scares me and it makes me sad. And I don't like to be sad. So I cloud that with fucking video games. I cloud that with a video. I cloud that with a funny Agent Zero stream. I cloud that shit all the fucking time. And I shouldn't be clouding it with stupid shit. No, I'm still gonna clown it. I'm still gonna cloud it. But I gotta cloud it with something productive, like music. BoJack was afraid. BoJack hated things. BoJack was scared. BoJack was sad. He said, "What do you do when you're sad?" Secretariat said, "You run." So he ran from his parents and got a TV show. Herb, that crazy shit, he ran from Herb. Chilled in LA, got his life and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna spoil the show. I'm sorry. But like, oh my God, bro. There's I live a year like this, and I think there's nothing for me. Even the Spotify Wrapped depressed me. I looked at it, and there was nothing like different on there. It was a lot of rap, and rap. The only nigga that stood out to me was Quinn being on the list. But it's like I didn't listen to anything different this year. That's crazy. And a lot of albums came out this year. Kendrick, The Weeknd. I listened to those, yeah, of course. And actually, I like that I listened to The Weeknd. Like, he's good. But like, I'm just saying now I'm gonna be on a different wave. Now I'm gonna be on a really different wave. I got a monitor, I got a camera, and hopefully I will get on this fucking shit. I'll fucking do it. I gotta get on my fucking shit. I gotta get on my shit. I gotta get this fucking Roku TV remote. And throw it in the pond somewhere. Throw it away. Throw it outside. Burn it. I gotta get these clothes. Do something with it. Throw them away. Burn it. Stop wasting time. I'm wasting time right fucking now. I gotta be productive. Sit on this computer all fucking day, and I don't have nothing to show for it. I don't do fucking shit with it, and I gotta do something with it, or I'm gonna fucking kill myself. I'm not fucking playing. Because there is nothing else in this life but art. There is no survival purpose for it. There is no generational biological benefit to it. But we all do it. We all are born with this artistic gift, with this artistic bone in our body. And then we grow up. Life hits us. They tell us stop being creative and do what everybody else is fucking doing. Wear that suit and tie like everybody else. Don't customize your cubicle. Make it look the same as everybody else. Wear the uniform. Say bless you when a nigga sneeze. Do everything what everybody else is doing. Get this phone because this is what everybody else has. Listen to this music because this is what everybody else has. Wear these clothes. Put on this hat, get this North Face jacket, get this Nike Tech, get these Dunks. Like this artist. No, we hate Kid Cudi now. We hate the baby now. So don't listen to him. JPEG, that's too different. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to him. I like it when Kanye screams a little bit, but that's a it's a little too much. So we conform. We don't want to be different. We don't want to be ostracized from our community. We don't be ostracized from the rest of the world. We don't want to be looked down upon. We don't want to be hated. We just want to fit in. So we conform and then we lose that artistic bone in our body. We lose it. And that's why people go around saying, "No, I'm not a drawer, I'm not a singer, I'm not a dancer or anything like that. I just never done it. That's just never been me. I'm just not like the artistic type. That's just not built for me. It's built for everybody, but we just lose it. We lose it." And it takes guts. it takes courage. It takes not caring what other people think to keep that artistic bone and continue to show off that artistic bone. My friend told me about this guy he knew in high school who always wore the craziest shit. He wore heels, pumps, pink crop tops. I don't know what the fuck that nigga explained for him. But he's wearing the craziest shit. And he's the main character. He's the nigga that stands out. He's that guy. I want to get to know him. I want to know him. I want to see him. And I want to be him. Copy, 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 bro. Yoshi Yamamoto said, copy what you love and then you'll find yourself. Right now, I'm copying an animation video from Casually Explained. After that, I might copy a Sneeko video. After that, I might copy a Cassina Cardona or Emma Chamberlain or a Kelly Stamps vlog because by that time I'll have my camera. By that time I'll have my monitor. And I gotta stop saying I'm gonna do something and just do it, bro. This time last year, I was so excited. I was happy. I made a video called Last Video of 2021, and it was when I first got my new mic, the Blue Snowball. It's broken now, but I saw it and I was happy. I was excited. I was like, man, this is good. I'm really hyped up because I don't know what this year is going to bring. And looking back, honestly, the year did bring a lot for me in YouTube terms. I, like I said, four videos to hit over 1,000 views. I did my thing and I didn't tell you all about TikTok. I have like six videos on TikTok right now. I'll upload the normal videos on YouTube and then I'll see like the average view duration and then cut it to that time and then put it on TikTok. I have two vids right now, the Fantastic Mr. Fox video and the most recent one about the albums that both have over 1,000 plays or views on TikTok, which is really good. I like that. It makes me happy. But like I thank God that I made the friends I did. Thank God that I didn't get into TikTok. Thank God that I have all my little YouTube friends. Thank God that niggas are actually looking up and down to me. Thank God I have eyes. They gotta have eyes. They gotta have a mouth. They gotta have ears. Niggas are watching. Niggas are listening. Niggas are hearing. Just want to show the world. And I gotta go crazier. I gotta do more. 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 And I'm gonna keep saying that every fucking day, bro. I gotta do more, bro. I have to do so much more. What happened to that type of timing where I was dropping videos every fucking day? I just told you about that. What happened to that fucking timing? Where did I go? Where did that nigga go? He put himself. He took a piece of him and invested himself in Sneeko. Invested himself in Kanye. Invested himself in Juice and X and all the other niggas that are not here anymore. And we saw what happened to Sneeko this year. What a crazy year. My idol's dead. He's gone. Kanye's dead. He's gone. They're gone. Learned so much about Kurt Cobain today. I mean, this year. And now he's in my idols list. It's him, Basquiat, Kanye, Sneeko. Just a bunch of crazy niggas. It's a bunch of crazy niggas that killed themselves. The fuck? Donald Glover's in there. Let me stop. Tyler's in there. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta ended today. So that's another nigga going. I have to do something. My head hurts, bro. My head fucking hurts. I can't distract myself anymore. I can't. can't. I keep fucking hitting this desk, bro. I keep fucking hitting shit. I broke my TV yesterday, bro. I fucking broke a controller earlier that day yesterday. I keep hitting shit. I want to break some more fucking shit. I just want to yell. I just want to break something. Because I'm sad. Because I'm just fucking sad. And what do men do? Hypermasculine men do when they get sad? They say, no, it's not sad. it's anger. Then they break shit. They punch a hole in the wall. They throw the controller at the TV. They beat their girlfriend. Saying all this stuff isn't going to change anything. And that's what you have to learn, you. That's what you have to learn. That saying you're going to do it, saying that you're tired of not doing this, saying that you're tired of doing this, saying that you hate beating your dick every day, saying that you hate smoking every fucking day, wasting money, that's not going to stop you from smoking every day. That's not going to stop you from beating your dick every day. You're going to keep doing it. And then you're going to keep saying, man, I hate myself for doing it. That's the Bojack effect, bro. He did that shit for five seasons. And then the sixth one final was like, you know what? Let me stop. I'm not going to do this shit for six seasons. I'm not. I'm done. I promise you. I'm done. You know, I'm no more weed. That shit is boring. Ecstasy 2023. If not ecstasy, because ecstasy changed James Murphy's life. If not ecstasy, heroin. Not yet. That's just a joke. I've seen it. If you can only put that shit like as a needle, fuck no, I'm not doing that shit. Nigga, no. Nigga, I'm scared. I don't like getting shots. What the fuck? But here we go. Ecstasy. Acid. Of course. Shrooms. Anything psychedelic. Ayahuasca. That doesn't count. I think that's... Oh. Meth. No, not meth. What's that one called? Coke. Adderall. Lean. DXM. And that's it. That's it. Now I'm going to whittle it down a little bit more, because now I'm just saying shit to act cool. Acid. Ecstasy. Shrooms. DXM. And Adderall. That's it. That's it. That's what I'm doing 2023. No more weed. Fuck this shit. I'm throwing my pipe away. It's crazy too, right? Because I'm turning 21 next year. So like I can legally do it now, but I'm not going to. Fuck that. I'm done with it. I bought Dragon Ball Z DVDs, the orange bricks. If you know, you know. I got up to season Cell. I don't know what number that is. I got up to Cell. Who cares? Who fucking cares? Seriously, who cares? I read Outliers. I read Catcher in the Rye. I read Call Me by Your Name all this year. Who cares? Next year, hopefully, I read 48 Laws of Power and understand that. I think Frank Ocean is going to be my idol next year, who I look up to next year. Yoji Miyamoto, Raf Simons. Those are also going to be niggas I look up to this year. I'm going to completely change my room around. Next year is going to look different. Next time you see me in a video, it's going to look different. Next time you see me in a video, I might look different. I don't know if I'm going to dye my hair or what. I don't want to keep dyeing it because, you know, you can't keep doing this. Go fuck up your hair. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait a little longer. I bleached my shit like 3 times this year. Maybe I'll wait. I'm throwing a lot of shit away again. I know I keep throwing shit away. It just keeps coming back though. 2023, I'm really going to change, bro. And I know me saying it's not gonna change anything. I gotta stop saying it because that's so fucking cringe. I just gotta do it. I don't care about the stupid Twitter politics. I don't care about Instagram. I don't care about Snap. I don't even use that shit anymore. I deleted Facebook. Never used it in my life. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. A few days ago, I got high on Monster and snooped over old IG accounts and new of all the niggas I used to know in middle school. See how they doing. I will say a lot of them have kids, a lot. And they're all same age as me, 20, 21, 19, 22. A lot of them have kids. A lot of them have kids. It's insane. We got bitches doing hair now. We got niggas in gangs now. And I'm looking at these pages, and then like sometimes they have the old picture, sometimes they just have old accounts, the contrast between their old accounts and new accounts, them as a kid and them now. It's so bizarre. And I think to myself, well, first of all, I'm glad that I don't have any shit up there. You can't find me from a child there because I wasn't on social media like that. At least Instagram. I was on Facebook. So you might be able to find me there, but it's not my real name. Bro, back when I was on Facebook, you didn't have to put your real name on shit. Once they implemented that shit, niggas moved over to Snapchat. Once they started doing that shit where it was like, we go delete your account if you don't put your real name in this shit. Like, my shit was like Glow Gang or Brace Face. Like, that's the names of niggas had back then, bro. A lot of Glow Gang niggas. Now it's like OTF, right? but I'm glad I didn't have any shit. Like, you can't find me. And that's good. I like that. Because if there was an old account of me on Instagram and you did see me as a child and saw the difference between me then and me now, it would be sad. Like, the niggas from middle school, their pages now, they're stunned. They're stunned in front of Range Rovers and big ass trucks and cars, and they got money. They got the new Jordans. They got the cool gray 11s. They got a kid. That kid fucking iced out. That kid dripped out. And yeah, sure. They could have rented that car. Yeah, it's probably not even there. They just walked in front of it, took a picture. But nonetheless, they're doing something. And yes, they're only doing it for validation of other people, but they're doing something. I wish I can post pictures on Instagram. No, I don't need to be wearing the coolest Jordans. I just want to show off my fucking Converse. I just want to show off my golf collection. I just want to show off my pleasure shirt. That's it. I just want to show off those cool little lightning jeans I have. But like, I don't. I don't. And they do. Why? I look at them and I feel bad for them. They're probably incredibly happy. Meanwhile, I suck. I hate everything about me. I should kill myself now. I serve zero purpose. It's not even funny. I want to do something. And I feel like it's harder to do those things on your own. I feel like when you do those things on your own and you feel like, and you say, man, I just want to stop right now, there's no one saying, hey, man, I'm a part of the band too. Let's get through this together. You don't gotta stop. I think that's how, I don't know if it was the Strokes. I think it was the Strokes. They said there was times where like they couldn't even go 10 minutes without telling each other to shut the fuck up in the studio. But they did their best when it was just completely silent. They were all together. The sessions for the White Album for the Beatles, a little rocky, but they still got through it. And that's still my favorite album. They still got through it. When just me, it's like, fuck, I don't want to do this anymore. Nobody's there to tell me, keep going. There's nobody there. When Karen O is breaking shit in her house and screaming and yelling and being a completely different person than who she is on stage and freaking out and being scared and all that, she has two band members to like calm her down. When I'm going through a mental breakdown, there's no one stopping me from breaking a TV. There's no one stopping me from breaking my controller. There's gonna be nobody to stop me from breaking myself. There's gonna be nobody stopping me from cutting my hair. There's gonna be nobody stopping me from finding a knife. There's gonna be nobody fucking stopping me. So I think I gotta turn into a robot. Princess Carolyn got her heart broken in the episode when BoJack was like, I'm in love with you. What are we doing? Come on, Princess Carolyn, what are we doing? He ruined her work life. She was like, fine, I'll go on this fucking date with you since you're annoying me. She actually liked it. And then at the end, he was like, man, what are we doing? What are we doing? We don't love each other. And then he broke her heart. Next morning, she says she got to get her shit together. She says she's being a robot from now on. No emotions. I think I gotta put my ego aside. I gotta put my ego aside. I gotta put all these emotions aside and just do what I want to do. So if I wanna bang my fucking desk one day and fucking yell, I can do that. I just gotta get more comfortable with doing it. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? All I do is think about what other people think of me. Who fucking cares? Who cares? Who cares? It hurts in my head. It hurts. I'm scared of uploading songs, bro. I make them and then I make a whole new fucking SoundCloud page just to upload that bitch, bro. I made a whole new Tumblr last night just to upload that bitch. That's why I said you would never find the song. Fuck it. I'm gonna upload it to my main shit now, bro. Fuck this shit. So 2023, no more scary shit, no more being a bitch, no more of this I'm sad shit. I'm just gonna wear what I want, wear the craziest shit I want to. I'm just gonna do what I want, do the craziest shit I want to. I'm just gonna yell and scream and do whatever I want to because that's gonna be better than being sad all the time. I can't do this. I can't just sit here in my room and be sad all day. And when I get that camera, I'm never touching this fucking room again. I'm never putting my butt in this fucking seat again. I'm gonna be outside every fucking day recording shit. Fuck you, world. Fuck you, Kanye. Fuck you, Kurt Cobain. Fuck you, Tyler. Fuck you, Donald Glover. Fuck you, Abel. Fuck you, JPEG. Fuck you, Def Grips. Fuck you, Frank Ocean. Fuck you, Sneeko. Fuck you, Kanye. Fuck you, whoever made Toradora. Fuck you, whoever made Watamote. Fuck whoever made The Office. Fuck Rick and Morty. Fuck Kai Cenat. Fuck Agent Zero. Fuck AMP. Fuck your age. Fuck Bruce. Fuck Sony. Fuck Microsoft. Fuck Steam. Fuck all this bullshit. Fuck everything. And fuck everything.